Uh-oh, remix.
What the hell was that?
My name's Aaron. I'm calling.
Oh,
that's her.
Calling
audio.
About the
wrong,
that's
wrong
her
thing
editing stuff.
Yep. I was like, wow, the remix.
I wonder if we come through on that.
What's that?
I hope we don't come through on that.
Oh, we're on there. It's recording us. No, we're not on their thing. That'd be weird.
Right.
Yeah, let's check her out again.
What you were doing beforehand.
Come on, spin it. Mixmaster Deanna.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted,
Mr. Mix,
how are you, my friend?
You know, pretty good.
Sunny, fall day.
Gonna go get a haircut and beard trim after the show.
Nice.
Yeah. Got a big weekend coming up.
What's going on this weekend?
We'll see. We'll talk about it in the TED Talk.
Okay, that's foreshadowing right there. Is it bad? Real quick question for you before we get into anything. Is it bad that I'm kind of hoping for rain tomorrow? I'll tell you why.
Okay. You talking about for the Seahawks game?
No, I mean, well, that's part of the reason. So a while back, my wife, you know, she's pregnant. I don't know if you know that.
Dude, to be honest, I think it might rain tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. So fingers are crossed. Because my wife's like, hey, we got to take pictures, baby pictures, like the pregnancy pictures, right? So we got a professional photographer who's like, you know, one of the best ones in town. She looked it up. I'm like, that's fine. Let's just, yeah, absolutely. She's like, well, these are the dates that work best. And so my wife threw out October 3rd. She's like, are you cool with that? Because that's your birthday. And I'm like, I don't care.
Oh, crap. Tomorrow's your birthday.
It is.
But I never remember where your birthday is. I'm like, I know it's in early October, right. But MixFest is like a week later.
Christmas Eve to help people remember
the
birthdays.
Or my buddy Josh Perkins. He's February 29th.
Or like my buddy Matthew, who's tax day always.
Oh, yeah.
15th of April.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was
happy birthday, Steve.
Thank you, Ted. I knew you would remember.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, she's like, are you sure on your birthday? I'm like, babe, you know me. I don't. Doesn't matter to me. Like, we're probably going to celebrate my birthday on Saturday anyway. So what does it matter if we do something on a Thursday night? I never bothered to look at the Seahawks season schedule to know what was going on with them, only to find out that we agreed to take these pictures at 6:30 tomorrow night, and the Seahawks are playing tomorrow night with Thursday night football.
I think at 5:30.
Yeah. So it's just 6:30? Like
6:30.
Yeah, I thought for sure that.
And you're gonna take them outside? It's gonna be dark.
Well, that's why I was like, babe, I thought we were gonna do them during the day. She's like, no. And she didn't. Everything she did was right. I just wasn't paying attention because I just made these assumptions and also didn't bother to think about the Seahawks. She's like, and then the other day she mentioned, she's like, well, I hope the weather holds up because if it rains, we're gonna have to reschedule. And I'm like, oh, I hope it rains. If we can reschedule, that'd be so awesome.
I mean, you know, I like look at the weather a lot. I'm pretty sure tomorrow is a wet day.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had some crazy theory of like the Rams can't run their offense in the rain.
Oh, no, it has nothing to do with that. Well, I know Chris Carson can't run in the rain, but let's hope that doesn't happen again. Hey, it was good last time. Yeah, dude. So in a weird way, I know, like, I want to take these pictures, but I wouldn't mind having a rainy night so that way I don't have to take the pictures tomorrow and we could do it another night.
You're teetering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like the cutoff for that rain is right around 7-ish.
All right.
So if it's raining by like 5:30.
She's got to pull the plug.
You got to cancel it. Look, as long as we're talking about this, why?
Why what?
Why do these photos need to be taken?
Dude, do you not notice I have a penis? It doesn't have anything to do with me.
I know,
it's a chick thing.
I don't fathom it. No offense, but like nobody cared that much in the beginning. Maybe other chicks, but nobody really cares now.
Right.
And like there was.
It's a memory.
Hear me out.
Okay. Because I'd rather pictures of the consummation personally. Hey, yo.
But I'm saying everybody has photos of them being pregnant because they're pregnant for 9 months. I don't understand now why we need professional photos. Like, what do you do with these? Because let me tell you something. As soon as the baby pops out, you're going to give two S's about these photos.
Right. They're not even in it.
Right. And where are these photo albums anymore? You're paying somebody, I'm guessing a couple $100 at least, to show up and have a bunch of pictures that you're going to put on freaking Facebook and Instagram, and that's it.
Yep.
And people are going to double tap. Nobody's ever going to say, man, you guys have a beautiful family. Hey, Sid, can I see that picture of you when you were pregnant? Professionally done, please. Sorry. And it's just, you know what? And enough with the freaking parties, right? Well, we just got engaged. We're having this party, then an engagement party. Then we're just like, come on. We're having a party because we're pregnant. Then we're having showers. Like, when does it stop? And your moms didn't do this. Your moms, they put out baby pictures, sure.
Yep.
Announcements. And then And then every, all right, whatever. I'm going to get in trouble. Some of my friends have
babies. No, hey, look, I know my wife doesn't listen, so continue.
Yeah. Well, we have another friend that just had a baby, and before she had it, I said, we don't need every month.
Yep.
Oh, it already started.
I saw it. Oh, month one, you got to give somebody a pass.
No likes out of Ted Smith.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh.
It's going to happen again for the next 11 months.
I might have even given it the hat trick, the like, the retweet, and the comment.
But you're about to join the game. Trust me. Hey, when you put up your month, 1 month old, Steve.
I better get a like, Ted.
You're not.
I'm breaking in your phone. I'm going to like it on you.
No, I'm setting a tone. Now, remember, all these...
I'm tagging you in that picture.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Ted, check it out. Month one, we made it. High five, be Ted Smith.
Ted loves babies.
Hashtag Ted loves babies.
Yeah. All this will be a moot point 2 years. And I'm like, Steve, my baby's a month old. I'm like, you know what? I am 1 year going to get a puppy. I'm going to rub it in all your baby faces.
I hope you do.
Yeah. He's a week old. Look at what he's doing.
Dude, I hear you, man. I know. I ain't got baby showers coming up, two of them.
It's just a ton.
Luckily, my wife, I give her credit because she's like, baby showers, I think, on Sunday. She's like, hey. And I thought she was going to be like, you're coming, right? And I'm like, oh, how do I tactfully say there is no way in hell I'm going to a baby shower, right? Well, then she's like, would you mind dropping me up because your car has more availability for the gifts. So when you pick me up, you can put all the baby gifts in your car. I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I don't care. It's a Sunday. I'm just sitting around watching football. That's fine. I was like, I just don't want to be there. Like, that is not fun for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And that's the other thing is now all of a sudden, like, I never knew this till I started dating people, right? Every girlfriend I've dated is like, I hate showers. I hate going to them, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then so they all do it to each other.
Uh-huh.
And now they've sucked us in.
Yep.
I go to baby showers and I'm like, I don't want to.
No.
No. Birthdays? In.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, and then it creates drama because I can't believe this person's not coming to my baby shower. I've gone to every one of her kids' birthday parties. I'm like, well, you know what? Mental note, we're not giving that kid a birthday present next year.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, you're telling me she can't get time off from work to show up to your damn baby shower when we always have to go to her kid's birthday parties? You think I want to go watch a 3-year-old celebrate a birthday? No.
You got a Sophie yet, by the way?
What the hell is Sophie?
I'll get you one.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, that's how immersed I am, Steve.
I might have one.
If you had a Sophie, all right? Some people listening, they know what
I'm talking about. Is that like the
giraffe you chew on?
Yes, we do have one.
Damn it! All right, that's all right. I got Taryn's baby a cool gift. I'll go to the same weird toy store and get you guys one.
All right, you know, we're registered at Bye Bye Birdie or Baby, whatever it is.
I don't even know.
It's like Babies R Us.
All right.
Bye Bye, but I think it's like BUI. No, not selling babies. I don't know. Ted, I don't know anymore, man. Life is different. We were painting a room yesterday. Mint green.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
For some reason, I like that.
Poor Lulu did not realize that she was not going to be, you know, she kept popping in. Those fumes were not doing her well, so she just hurls. So I'm like, babe, I can't help you paint anymore, which was a great out. Thank you, Lulu. Because then Lulu and I go downstairs. I'm like, Lulu, you all right? She lies on her back. I rub her belly. Her tail starts wagging. I'm like, oh, good job, girl. Good job.
Yeah, that dog has a rough, rude awakening coming her way.
I don't know. Or the baby does.
Yeah, generally the dog loses this one. All of a sudden, the cute dog has become annoying. Why is that dog always near us? Well, it was the human for a while.
Right. It was. We showered it with love before.
I've seen this story 100 times, Steve.
I know. We're going to be the different ones, which everybody says.
Yeah, it's just like me.
Yeah.
I could bitch about weddings and showers and stuff, because when I do it, it'll be completely different. Which is a lie. Complete lie.
Well, you know what?
I'll bow down, Steve. We will always bow down.
We bow down to the bitches. Both the female dogs and the significant... I'm just kidding. That's terrible. It's terrible. This is a terrible way to start. I'm sorry I even asked that question, but I do hope it rains tomorrow. Ted, we should get our 10 push-ups in to get the heart pumping, the brain... Wait, the blood racing?
I know the brain should be functioning. I don't know that we are.
Good enough.
Yeah. Oh.
This is not good for us. It's going to make us angrier, this song.
What is this?
I don't know. It's just something like EDM.
Oh, I thought maybe this was your new intro.
No. Nope. All right, let's get this 10.
I like it.
This is heavy. I mean, this should be my new intro.
BTEC Talks.
That's aggressive.
Starring.
That was.
BTEC Smith.
You need that inspirational?
No, we don't need it this week.
Okay.
And this TED Talk will be very ironic after the tirade went on. Sometimes we're out there and I want everybody to keep grinding, whatever it is you're grinding on, the gym, work, or whatever.
A lap.
But sometimes you need to stop to enjoy things, milestones like having kids or getting married. Look, I literally wrote that, kids.
Jesus.
Here's the deal. Saturday night, I will be at my 20th high school reunion.
What?
I know. Isn't that crazy?
You're going back.
I am.
Oh, you are the homecoming king.
And the class president.
The king and the president need to show up for the party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. And I right. So I'm going back and I was just thinking about stuff. And then, of course, this week I started freaking out like, oh, man, I could have, you know, lost a couple more pounds before I went, this and that, which I went to an all-guy school, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, you look great.
Yeah, but I just, thanks, Steve.
You're welcome.
So that was just one of those things.
With you. I'm kidding.
Well, only one shower for us.
That's right.
So yeah, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go back, have a good time, eat some Lido's pizza, enjoy myself. And I was just thinking, I know a lot of people that work really hard. And honestly, part of this is seeing Taryn with her new baby. And I know you're about to have one. Like, you know, we get so wrapped up in stuff. And I'm not saying give yourself an excuse. Like, you haven't been to the gym in 3 months. Maybe you've been smelling the roses too much.
Yeah.
Right? Or, you know what I mean? Like, you haven't been doing your job. It's something like, so keep grinding. But sometimes you got to stop down and go, all right, like, this is what I've been working for. This is nice. This is fun. I enjoy this. I enjoy the people around me. You know, like kind of like the dinner we had last week.
Oh, the dinner. Yeah, appreciate the moment. The moment that you're in at that very moment, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's, I just was thinking about that. Like, yeah, I'm going to hang out with those dudes, see everybody.
Catch up.
Yeah.
Share some stories.
Yeah.
I'll hear about their babies.
Sorry. Look, I apologize to new parents. My whole life is surrounded by babies right now. Steve's having a baby. Taryn has had a baby. Justine, Jamie had a baby. My new neighbors have a toddler.
Oh, boy. Ted hates kids.
I don't hate them. They're just all around me.
And you're sick of them. Ted is at war with kids.
Yeah, I'm surprisingly pretty decent with them. As much as I talk about not wanting one or whatever, like, people are like, but you're really good with kids. Like, yeah, dude. It's like, I'm a human.
Do you like holding kids? Yeah.
Like, I didn't hold Taryn's baby because it just seemed very scary.
It's too fragile.
Yeah, and it's like a little bowl of Jell-O.
I just don't want that baby's head to snap back and, like, something bad happen. That's always my fear.
But I generally, look, I'll just say what it is. Generally, if you see me holding a baby, it's because it's like Jesse or somebody was just like, here, hold the baby for a minute.
Oh, okay.
And I just kind of was forced into action.
I've held less than a handful of babies in my life.
Yeah.
And maybe even two. Because I remember the last time I held a baby, my wife was like, it's very clear that you don't know how to hold a baby. I'm like, why? She's like, you're like bracing its neck. You're kind of like coddling it in a weird way. Like, you're just trying to cover every limb so it doesn't like hang.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I don't want it to get hurt. I don't want to be the reason why it gets whiplash or like some kind of weird neck issue.
Yeah. And right. It's weird.
Yes.
Right. Like, I know people like, and I know other people, they love and they'll grab babies all the time.
I know what you mean.
Right.
I like when babies grab my finger. Like, that's about as far as it goes for me interacting with a child. I have a lot to learn, clearly, because in December, this is all going to change for me.
Yeah, and you're right. I'm the same way. Like, if your baby's sitting on my couch, I'll come over and you can play with my finger or rub its belly or something.
Right. Little feet toe, little toes.
Like, but I'm not the person that's just going to be like, oh, sweet, a baby.
Oh, my gosh, a baby.
Whereas a lot of people just like, oh, a baby, I got to hold it.
Yeah, we have a lady in our church that, like, she's just like the baby whisperer. If a baby starts crying, she just swoops over, grabs that person's kid, and just holds it while, like, church is going on, and the baby just chills the F out.
Oh, when my mom comes out for Thanksgiving, like, Jesse and Jamie love it. Because my mom could sit there for hours just holding their baby.
Yeah. Some people just got it in them. Hopefully my wife is that
now,
person.
On the other hand, if you have a dog, I'm all about it.
Oh, yeah. Lulu loves you.
Yeah. And I'll sit there with your puppy and be like, easy, easy. Come on. We got this.
Dude, we were at Chick-fil-A. We swung by Chick-fil-A yesterday to get some Diet Cokes because that's like one of our
loves
weird.
Diet.
It's our weird pregnancy craving is the Diet Cokes at Chick-fil-A.
I'm fired up to get a giant Diet Coke tonight at the movies.
Oh. What movie are you going to see?
What's it? Das Ram? Ram Dass?
I have no idea. It sounds fancy.
It's, what is it? Ram Dass.
Rammstein? Du Hast?
I guess it's about some dude that was like part of the psychedelic
LSD kind of stuff way back in the day and everything. It's at the Spiff.
Oh, you had me at LSD. I'm in. Yeah. Let's check it out.
So, right. So I have my trainer in the morning, so I needed a quiet night anyhow. My buddy's like, nice. I got two tickets to this movie. You want to go? I was like, yeah. And then when you brought up Diet Coke, like I was walking in today, I was like, I'm going to get a bucket of Diet Coke tonight.
Are you going to get some movie theater popcorn?
Negative. Oh. Got to weigh in the morning, Steve.
What fun is that?
I know. But that, don't take away my Diet Coke, dog.
Okay, I'm sorry. Celebrate the moment.
Celebrate the moment.
Diet Coke.
I got to pee now.
Yeah. So she loves those. So we pull up. They take the order. And the guy that was taking the order, Lulu, like, pops her head out. And he just starts petting her. Usually Lulu doesn't, like...
Yeah, she goes crazy.
Well, the thing is, like, he didn't even bother to ask. He just started petting her as he's talking to me, and she was cool about it. The minute he stopped petting her, she's like, "Arr!" So then the girl on the other, like, as we got a little bit closer, this girl's like, "Oh my gosh, your dog is so cute. Can I pet her?" And it's always the awkwardest thing. We're like, "Ah." And she's not, I think when she's in my lap, it's fine. But once Sid has Lulu, all bets are off. Like, she protects.
All right.
Like, straight up protect mode. And before Sid could even, like, Lulu's like, "Oh, I will eat your child." Like, roar. It's like the woman's just like, "Oh, I guess not," and starts laughing, thankfully, because I'm like, "Ah, yeah, I'm sorry." It's just,
how are these?
She's a demon dog sometimes.
How are these late night, not late night, but how are these Diet Coke runs doing for you? Because I feel like every time I'd go to get my wife a Diet Coke, I'm like, and 8 nuggets. Or, like, I'd be getting waffle fries.
Well, it all depends on if I'm getting it by myself or if we're going together. Right. I've been pretty good at being able to twist her arm to get the small order of French fries whenever we get it, because waffle cut fries are so damn good.
Yeah.
But this time we were picking up sushi. It was like a special night.
All right, all right.
Yeah, so I was already like, I can't. I say I didn't want to push my luck, but I did say, "Should we order the French fries too?" She's like, "No! You just got a crap ton of sushi that we just picked up at Sushi Ari. Now you want French fries as well?" I'm like, yeah. It feels weird just ordering 2 Diet Cokes from a drive-thru at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I would at least got a pack of Polynesian salsa down that.
Oh, that would have been nice. So good. Well, since we're talking about food, dude, we can't leave people hanging because our Twitter was blowing up last week from people that were saying we were making them so hungry because of the conversation that we had about prepping and getting ready to eat our night out, our big steak dinner over at Vista Steakhouse at the Snoqualmie Casino.
It was delicious. One of the best meals I've ever had in my life.
I was worried because I was like hyping this place up so much to you. And as I'm hyping it and hyping and hyping it, I'm like, as we were getting there, I'm like, oh boy, did I just go a little too hard on this? Because what if Ted doesn't love it? And I was so happy that you enjoyed it just as much as I did.
Yeah. I mean, Brian, our server, was great.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other guy, Audie, that came by and like made the salad. Like I tell people, like, and not to brag, but like, I like steakhouses, right? So if I'm going to go spend money lavishly, like, it'll be on a steakhouse. I've been to a few of them.
Yeah, we weren't doing this on the cheap either.
No, yeah, I know. You like that one guy was like, "Can I ask how much it costs?" I was like, "No, you can't."
No.
But they have a menu. You can look it up. Like, yeah. Come on, man.
Right. Let's look at what we ordered and do the math.
Right. Like,
it was a lot of money.
Yeah. And I mean, it was. And trust me, it was early on. We were just like, screw it. We're going for it.
Yep. We made a conscious decision. Ted, how gluttonous and how bad with your money do you want to be tonight? And you're like, I'm in.
Yeah. But yeah, that Audie guy that like made the Caesar salad, like it was, I never seen anybody make it that part from scratch. Like, I've had tableside Caesar salads, but they kind of mix it together. I mean, the guy used 2 forks, that's it, to mince garlic.
And did it in a way that looks so simple, like as if it was not even really garlic. Like he was able to mince it like it was like a little ball of butter.
Yeah.
It was weird, man.
Like, I felt dumb.
Yeah.
Like, all the time I've been sitting at home smashing garlic cloves.
He's just scraping it.
Right.
With ease.
That's all he used was 2 forks and, like, a spoon, I think, at one point.
I don't know about you, but I think I even said it. At one point, I felt like I was on a Food Network show of, like, the best steakhouses in America.
Yeah.
And I was watching how they were preparing it, but usually it's on television. I can't get to enjoy it. And this time I did.
Also, let's give people the fun trivia. So, this is just for you, Mega Family. I haven't let this info out anywhere else.
Nice.
Caesar salad, started in Mexico.
Yep.
Banana, not French. Cajun, started at Brennan's in New Orleans.
And yes, we ate both of those. So that basically was bookended our eating experience. We started with some salad. Well, started with some bread, but started with some salad.
The bread was delicious. I just was like, I don't eat too much of this bread because the salad was good.
I ate the living F out of that bread that night.
And then, that steak, man. I can't explain it to people. Like, it. Like, the fat just exploded.
Yeah, typically I go filet mignon because I'm not a fan of the fatty kind of steaks.
Yeah.
But Like, it was one of those things where they had a filet on there, but they didn't have the filet I had the last time. And I was like, I want to go all out. You know what I mean? And they didn't have an all out type of filet. They had a filet, which I'm sure would have been great, but it wasn't like that Wagyu beef. Whereas we went with the most expensive steak that was on the menu.
Yeah, we did.
It was the tomahawk ribeye, and it was Wagyu beef or Wagyu, however you pronounce it. And oh my gosh, like that was a game changer. I've never had a steak that good before in my life.
Unreal. And then the Brussels were awesome.
Little bacon chunks in there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then the baked potato and the steak, and they branded it with $99.99.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'd never seen that before in any steakhouse I'd been to.
Right. One person that was funny on Twitter was just like, is it upside down? Because it would look like 666 otherwise. Yeah. But yeah, the potato had a brand. And if you look closely enough, and it's up there on our social media, you can see the 999 on the steak as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was awesome. And again, I will say.
And we got a lobster tail too.
Oh my God, the lobster tail was massive. And he's cracking it right next to the table.
That was it was like, a lot of people, and I mean, you can see on the menu, it's like $45 for a lobster tail. And I was like, oh, okay. What I didn't notice was it was $45 for a half of a lobster tail. We got a whole lobster tail.
The lobster tail might have been the only thing that I thought was maybe we went a little, like, that was a little extra.
Right. That added $90 to our meal.
Right. That was delicious, but if I could have had the same meal without the lobster tail.
And we wouldn't have missed it whatsoever.
But it looks so cool. We had to, like, that's what I'm saying. We were already teetering on that line, and then Brian was like, you guys going big, huh? And we're like, yeah. And he's like, let's just do it then.
Yeah.
Like, all right. I think at that point I was like, yeah, I'll take a bourbon with my beer too.
So great. It was so great.
And like, I'm not going to say what it was because I don't know legalities or whatever, but I also like, I was like, Brian, I don't want to be the cheap guy here, but like, is that price right on that bourbon? He was like, yeah, is it too much? I go, no, that was really affordable.
Dude, everything compared to like, the meal that we had was very expensive, but if you had that meal somewhere else at a steakhouse that's not in a casino, it would have been way more expensive.
It would have been at least $250, $300 more.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was
ballers
so
over here. Granted, we did have a nice gift certificate, but it didn't really help compared to what we spent.
Yeah.
Oh, it did help.
It did. I know. People here at work for days were talking about it too.
Yep.
Hair Club was kind of giving me crap, like, oh, you eat lobster now? I was like, and steak.
Yeah.
Like everybody was talking about it.
That was the most I've ever spent on a meal for just two people.
Oh, hands down.
That's so stupid.
Like I had one date at a steakhouse like 13 years ago that might have been close to that.
Yeah.
But that was also involved like a giant bottle of wine.
You were the most expensive date I've ever had in my life, Ted.
Yeah, that was good.
Congratulations.
I know. And it's sick because I kind of took some pride in that number.
I know. I took a picture of the receipt.
Yeah.
Even Sid was like, how much did you spend? I'm like, well, since you're going to see my Bank of America statement at some point when you do your thing where you check to make sure we have any money in our accounts, this is what we spent. I sent her to the receipt and she's like, holy S.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, look, when you see the picture, the size of that steak and the lobster, like,
I don't regret it.
No, I did. I will
like,
say,
I mean, I would like the money back, but I don't regret it.
Also, the next day, I didn't feel that bad.
No.
I also pretty sure my poop has never smelled so nice. I was like, that smells like the steak.
That was a Wagyu boop.
Wagyu poop.
Wagyu boop. Oh, it was awesome. So, yeah, shout out to Brian. If you ever go and you have a choice of who you want as your waiter, ask for Brian. The dude's amazing. Was it Andy or Andy? Or
I thought it was Audie.
Audie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looked like his name tag said Andy, but I know he wasn't Andy.
No.
Awesome dude.
Awesome dude. Yeah, get the Caesar tableside.
And get the bananas for it, Foster.
That was so good.
They made it from scratch again with big flames. It was so sick.
Yeah, and that's one of those things, too. When he made that, I was like, we're not going to eat all this. We crushed that.
Yep, and they even gave us a little sliver of a cheesecake just so we can enjoy it.
Yeah.
And that was all right.
It was. It was all right. It was just...
Just compared to Bananas Foster, it wasn't on the same level.
No.
It wasn't the cheesecake that they had the last time I went.
Yeah.
But he wanted me to... He's like... He even warned me. He's like, look, don't order the cheesecake. It's not the same as the last time. Get the Bananas Foster. But then he still brought us a sliver of the cheesecake just to prove a point. He's like,
yeah.
I'm like, you're right. It's really good. But it wasn't on the level of the cheesecake I had the last time. It was a different style, different preparation. I think it was seasonal.
Yeah. And that Foster's. Yeah. Sometimes you got to stop down, Steve. Smell the roses.
Enjoy the moment and go broke.
Yeah.
Worth it.
See, I like how we're like, yeah, it costs so much to go to all these baby showers. How much did you guys spend on dinner? That's different, honey.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
It's a night we'll never forget. I think people should do that from time to time. Like, just splurge on it. Here's the Steve talk. Splurge on yourself every once in a while so you create this awesome memory. You and I will never forget that night.
No.
It was just like one of the best eating experiences. And in fact, we both said once a year, gift certificate or not, we need to just have a crate. Maybe no lobster tail. But we need to have a night where we just go balls out when it comes to eating because it was worth it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm thinking about doing it. My brother and nephew are coming out. I want to do the same thing. I was like,
take him to Vista.
I was telling my brother, I go, has he ever been, you know, he's 13, he'll be 14. I'm like, has he been to a high end steakhouse? And he's like, no. And I was like, maybe I'll just take him. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't decided yet.
Probably can't take him to a casino one, though, right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Unless you like put him with a mustache and like on some stilts or something. Like,
well, no, there was families in that restaurant.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that work?
Maybe you just have to say, maybe they walk you like just to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe kids, I don't even know. I don't know how that all works with casinos. For all I know, kids can hang out, but they just can't play or win money.
You know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Can they be in the casino? I wouldn't know.
Hmm.
All right.
All right. Well, that's this episode. We've done nothing on this podcast.
I know. I bitched about showers and then we bragged about how much we spend.
And
dinner.
Then we brag like as if we're like these rich dudes eating well. I hope people realize that that's not typically our style.
No,
I think if you listen to the podcast, I mean, if this is your first time listening and you don't know us, that's very random and weird that you're listening to our podcast. But yeah, if you don't know us, that's the most ridiculously like humble brag story ever. But we weren't.
No, I also think at some point too, like, I think people that listen to this podcast realize like the two of us just have fun.
Yeah.
Because like the last great dining experience we had was Buffalo Wild Wings.
Right.
That bartender was awesome.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where we go. We could go eat at Dick's and still
be like, dude, that was a great time.
Dude, we went to Zips when we were in Richland for wrestling.
Which one is Zips?
Zips is like Dick's, but in Richland.
All right.
And it's just a burger place.
But that Zips is different than, like, I'm thinking of Zippy's here.
Zippy's in West Seattle. Way different. It's very similar to Dick's, but they've got a lot of shake options, including a peanut butter shake, which was awesome.
Nice.
But we walked in, and, you know, we're just like, we're kind of an eclectic-looking group. Like, you know, one guy's got, like, purplish hair. You know, everyone's got a different kind of look. Well, one of the girls, Danica, who's a wrestler in town, she is bright pink hair.
All right.
So I'm all full of tattoos. So the person behind the counter is like, are you guys like famous or something?
Are you guys a band?
Right. Because we just looked like a unique bunch that probably in Richland, you probably don't see people that look like us. Like it's a very diverse group of people.
Yeah.
And one of the guys said no, which I was like, no, man, you say we're famous. We get the famous kind of treatment.
Yeah.
Which I don't even know what the famous treatment would be at Zips. But
extra dude, fries.
You and I would probably have just as much of a fun experience eating at Zips. And we would have saved a lot of money.
Yeah.
We did that.
Yeah, next time we hang out, we're going to eat a little.
Let's go to Little Woody's.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right? Drop 20 bucks
Actually,
each.
We should just go to Dick's.
Let's go to Dick's.
Yeah.
Dine in.
Well, the one on Cap Hill, you can't.
I know, but the one in Queen Anne, you can.
Ooh. You're speaking my language.
Mm-hmm. I'll pick you up. We'll drive there. No different than driving to Snoqualmie.
Right.
All right. I know you got to work.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mega Family. We spent a lot of time just bitching to Ted before the show even started.
Yeah. We got to get these in.
Sometimes you got to get it out of your system.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if I have much else. Enjoy the weekend. Everybody out there, eat your vitamins, say your prayers for rain.
Yes. So I can watch the Seahawks game tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it's raining around 5:30 in Puyallup, you know your boy Steve is a happy camper.
Yeah, my flight leaves at like 9:30, so I'm pretty sure I'll be able to watch the whole game at the airport.
Oh, aren't you lucky? All right. Friday, join me over at Evolve Fitness. It's my first match and out as a bad guy at 3-2-1 Battle. That's right.
I'm glad you finally turned there.
Your local celebrity, Steve Miggs, is taking on the fallen flower, Kikyo. And Kikyo is a badass. She's really, it's so funny, dude, real quick. People are like, well, it's just a lose-lose situation, Steve. I mean, you can't hit a girl. And if you lose to a girl, you lost to a girl. So there's no winning in that. And I'm like, you realize this is wrestling? This isn't it's storyline. It's, you know, I mean, do I have to explain what professional wrestling is to you, sir? It's so silly.
I feel like people that say stuff like that are the same people that talk about Burning Man. I meet so many people that like, oh, it's too commercial, this and that. And then I just, how many years have you been?
No.
Oh, I've never been.
Right. Right. Have you ever?
But I wouldn't go now. Is it jump the show? Like,
Stop.
Stop.
Right.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, it's like, yeah, it's like, dude, have you ever been to an independent wrestling show and seen an intergender wrestling match? If not, I mean, have you ever watched Wonder Woman and were you able to suspend reality and watch Wonder Woman have fights with dudes and actually beat dudes? It's all right, look, I'm not saying I'm going to lose to Kikyo. I'm planning on kicking her ass.
What's her nickname? The Fallen Flower?
The Fallen Flower.
You should go to the market and buy one of those cheap, like, nice things of flowers.
Stupid flowers.
Right? Or just like, crumple them up and, like, throw them in the air.
People have their opinions. Real quick, another quick thing since we're talking wrestling.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of Andrew Yang. Follow him. He follows me on Twitter. No big deal.
He does?
Yes. I don't know why.
How many people does he follow?
That's a good question.
Yeah. That's how I decide how big of a follow back is.
That's a good point. Yeah. If it's under, what do you say? Under how many in order for it to be considered...
He's got to have, what, hundreds of thousands, about millions of followers?
He's pushing 900,000 followers.
So if he follows less than 5,000, I count that as a good follow.
Damn it. 5,800.
Oh, that's still pretty close.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, yeah. So he follows me, which I thought was pretty awesome. So
yeah.
Part of the Yang Gang, right?
Yeah.
He's also a big wrestling fan. So he put out a tweet saying something to the extent of, like, good luck to All Elite Wrestling, Chris Jericho. You know, a lot of people are like, that's amazing. I saw somebody post something. I can't remember on which social network it was on. They're just like, oh, great. That's what we want as a president. It's a president that likes wrestling. That's just great. You know, any reason to piss on somebody, right? Rain on their parade, poop in their punch bowl, whatever it may be, right? And then I click on that person to see what kind of political side they lean on. Big MAGA guy, right? Big Trump supporter. And
nice language out of the president today. Respect the office, because he clearly does on Twitter.
Here's the problem with, I can't believe you like a guy that supports wrestling. Our president is in the WWE Hall of Fame. Shut the F up already.
That's a great point. He's been to WrestleMania and, like, shaved Vince McMahon's head.
Right.
Right. He's like, what are you going to talk about? You can't have a president who likes wrestling.
Shut up. He's been in a wrestling storyline. Andrew Yang likes wrestling and wrestlers and sports.
Whatever side you're on, like, people get to be human.
I know, dude. It's just like anyone's looking for any reason to crap on whatever it is. And then it's like, well, before you do that, you just came off like a giant idiot.
Yeah. I mean, that's social media.
It is. Absolutely right.
And it's sad, but there are some people that just who they are. Like, all right, go be angry.
And that concludes our bitch fest for today's Megacast.
We'll see you out there.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah.
At the Megacast.
Be happy.
Yeah. Be positive, you dicks.